it's morning, noon, or night, you've tuned in to the podcast that you need in your life. I'm your host, Mo. Welcome to the Mean Girls 1821 Experience. But you know what? It's a podcast where we say it with me. Mean what we say and say what we mean, and we do it all within 3 to 5 minutes-ish. We know what the ish is. The Holy Ghost, and He be moving. Amen. Amen. Nevertheless, I say it every week. Let's honor ourselves. Child, we made it to month two. How we doing? How we checking? How we feeling? For some people, this is actually your new year. I get it, because month one can be trippy. I understand. The premise of this podcast, though, is truth. So each and every Friday via my YouTube channel and or using your podcast app, I'm going to encourage you to do three things. Number one, show up fully, because those that mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind. To walk with integrity, and last but not least, to reflect. Now, sometimes that can be a struggle and you need resources. I got you. If you head over to www.meangirls1821.com, I have two resources, one geared specifically to women. It's an e-course entitled The Mean Girl Gang, where it's a 6-week comprehensive course to help you change your world by changing your words. So if you need something more comprehensive, a 6-week process to really find your way in this mean girl life, make sure you enroll today. And I also have another product, an e-digital journal. It's called the 1821 Journal for both men and women, where we can be proactive about our week and how we can live the 1821 life, because words do indeed have power. So we have to use them wisely. But without further ado, let's begin today's very exciting episode. The Grammys aired this past Sunday, and I believe, as believers, we can all agree it was a little demonic. We praise God for Chandler and Naomi for bringing a little light in, because a lot of the gospel performance, in fact, all of the Christian performances, were aired in private and not in public. We didn't get to see it on the big screen. And so when you watch the Grammys, the overall overtone is very dark. A lot of mockery of Jesus, the Christ. We have the table of the Last Supper. God did, but still there's people who use His name in vain and the like. And so I really had to stop and ask the Lord, how should I, as a believer, be responding to these things? Number one, not with the expectation that they are Christian. And what I think really be tripping us up is we bring Christian expectations to places, people, and things that aren't Christian. They're not saved, y'all. And so as I began my research, I was led to 1 Timothy chapter 5, and it is instructions for the church. And if you read verses 1 through 19, it's going to break down the instructions for the church. But I wanted to take a look at verse 20. It says, "As for those who persist in sin," talking about the Christian, "rebuke them in the presence of all, so that the rest may stand in fear." I believe we take that and apply it to sinners. So jumping on a major platform to rebuke people who have standards that don't align with you isn't wise, because it doesn't work. As I continue to research, before I even move on, did we consider the end goal? So calling out the sin publicly, what was the end goal? Do you have any intentions of doing life with people who are still currently in sin and allowing the Holy Ghost in you to resonate in them? Because I'm telling you right now, jumping on social media to condemn lifestyles that clearly don't align with Christian values is not a way to win them. But is that the goal anyway? Have we lost the mission to make disciples of all men, Some will receive it, some will not. But I don't have an expectation like a place like the Grammys for that to be Holy Ghost filled. I don't expect that because nothing about that is Holy Ghost. So I lower my expectation, not my personal standard, but I don't expect them to have the Holy Ghost like that. I expect them to feel it in me for me to be the light in darkness, to be okay with developing relationship so that the God in me can touch them. But we speak about these instances, these Sam Smiths, these Jay-Z's, these Beyoncé's, like they are so far that God still can't reach them. And who are we to determine that? So I continued to research and I found this article, churchleaders.com. It says, 3 times Jesus modeled how to treat sinners. Jesus, number one, and these were beautiful, so that's what I wanted to share, told us not to judge other sinners. It says, Jesus clearly tells us not to judge others, Matthew 7, verse 1 through 2. We cannot expect non-Christians to behave like Christians. Y'all are mad non-Christians ain't acting Christian. Why? Why? Just like y'all be mad that girlfriends don't be acting like wives. Child, hello? Hello? For what? For what? It's weird and it doesn't match. Instead, we should focus on being the light for them and loving them. I'm gonna call out the fellow Christian who is persistently abusing the grace of God as written in, I believe, Titus, right? The book of Titus, where it says, just because grace abounds, shall we continue to sin? Of course not. I'm gonna call you out, Christian, because that was the instruction to the church. But the non-Christian, I don't have that standard for you because you're not Christian. Make it make sense. So all these posts about sinners, yet you don't do any life or discipleship with sinners, what's the point? To be right? To boost yourself up? Or is it to win souls? Because that isn't wise. Number two, Jesus showed mercy to all sinners caught in sin. So when they're caught in sin, and when I think about Jesus showing mercy to all sinners that were caught in sin, I think about the woman at the well. You know, that's my girl. She already had them 6 husbands. 7th one wasn't hers. He sat down with her. Who are you sitting down with to show mercy and to teach the love of Jesus Christ? To tell them, you know, you are loved. Because the same Holy Ghost that covered you can still cover and reach them. What I'm not saying is agree. What I'm saying, our approach has to have an intended end. So before you're ready to post the truth, what end goal do you have? Is it to address the church and how we should be approaching these things? Or are you preaching the truth, but it's coming off hateful? With love and kindness shall I draw thee. I want to be right in a kind way. I want to be received because I was kind. And I also don't believe in taking the place of Jesus Christ. I can't save nobody, but I can be a kind vessel because their lives aren't too dark and aren't too deep that God can't reach down and deliver them to. Yeah, we be out here wilding. Really, just honestly, just to be right. You could be right but not received. I don't want to be right and not received. I don't want to be talking and no one's listening because my delivery. I don't want to be right just to boost up believers. We all agree. Who are you converting though? And so when we have conversations about wisdom, we're quick to say we are lukewarm. No, we're just wise. Because the reality is the same people spewing the truth don't do life with non-Christians in any way and have no intention of bringing them to Christ. Child, what you want? And number three, but Jesus did not hide the truth about sinners. It says here, Jesus was clear about the truth, even when it wasn't popular, and even when it caused crowds to scatter. He wasn't just trying to build a large following. He was on a mission to share both truth and love in profound ways that still shake the world today. My question is, where is the love? Where is the love? ¿Dónde? ¿Cómo se dice where is the love? ¿Dónde amor? Child, my Spanglish is cheap, but you get it. Where is it? No one is saying be ashamed. We're never ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But at some point as a believer, we have to have some discernment. We're clear on what the agenda of the enemy is. If you read your Bible, you're not shocked. You're not shocked. I'm no longer shocked. Oh, that's demonic. Wild. Moving on. How can I live a life that speaks? How can I live a life that produces fruit that will cause people that are in sin to reconsider? So before we're quick to be right, make sure it's packaged in a way where it will be received, because that's what Jesus did. I love you. Mean it. Take care. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mean Girls 1821 podcast with me, your host, Mo. Tune in each and every Friday for a fresh episode exclusively found on my YouTube channel or using the podcast app. And always remember, words have power. So whenever you speak, mean what you say and say what you mean. Take care.